It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. When Charles Dickens died, he left unfinished his last novel, The Mystery of Edwin Drood. 116 years later, songwriter Rupert Holmes turned it into a musical. But he didn't finish it either. Instead, his show lets the audience solve the mystery. The Public Theater presented the Dickens-Holmes hybrid in Central Park first, then it went to Broadway. Now it's back in its first Broadway revival, courtesy of Roundabout Theater Company, under the direction of Scott Ellis, and featuring Broadway veteran Cheetah Rivera. Charles, in addition to the novelty of the audience involvement in the show, it also has an innovative form that pays tribute to the English music hall tradition. How exactly does that work in The Mystery of Edwin Drood?
Well, the conceit is that we are, in fact, back in, you know, late 19th century England, and we are at a music hall. So that the actors are both portraying the roles in the Dickens story, and they're playing the actors, often very hammy, who are playing the roles.
So fourth wall gets broken in a couple of different ways.
Yeah, pretty constantly, actually. There's a lot of engagement with the audience, most of which is actually quite fun, which is not always the case.
The original show won 5 Tonys, including Best Musical, but it opened during a fallow year for new musicals then. How does this show hold up in our time now?
Well, I was really kind of enchanted by the score. I'd heard it on record, of course. I hadn't seen the original. Moonfall is probably the best-known song in it. It's been recorded by everyone from Barbara Streisand to Renee Fleming, I learned. And it's a beautiful song. And there are a lot of other sort of Gilbert and Sullivan-esque numbers. So it's really kind of a charming score. And, you know, it's not the deepest show. But, you know, the frame within a frame works very well. It's quite fun.
The music hall style is quite a specific tradition, though. Are the performers in this company able to imitate it idiomatically well?
Yeah, I was really impressed. This does let them sort of indulge their inner ham. They're all playing these sort of preening, showboating performers who are then, of course, asked to, you know, play these various more subtle roles in the Dickens story. Well, not always more subtle. Dickens wasn't all that subtle, really. but they did it quite well. You know, occasionally an accent will slip. But that's, you know, nothing to be too upset about.
Who are the standouts in this cast?
Well, I really love Jim Norton, who plays the impresario of the music hall and does all the introductions and tells a lot of really old but really funny jokes. He's known for playing, you know, the Irish ne'er-do-wells in various, you know, Irish plays we've seen. And he's really quite charming. The young singers in the cast are all pretty good. Will Chase, who's done a lot of Broadway, has a great voice. Betsy Wolfe, who sings that beautiful Moonfall, sings it with beautiful tone. Cheetah Rivera, of course, is, you know, not known as a singer. Cleo Lane played the original role, but she's actually quite wonderful.
How exactly does the audience choose the killer? And were you surprised by the choice they made at the performance you saw?
Well, since we're, you know, in the 19th century, strictly speaking, there's no digital element involved. We don't bring out our iPhones and vote for the killer. It's very, you know, low tech. The supporting cast jumps off the stage and, you know, sort of corrals the audience into various groups and takes your vote by hand, basically. When I saw the show, I was not surprised by who was chosen as the killer. This time it was Helena Landless, because Jesse Mueller, who plays the role, gave a very, very funny performance. And I think people were sort of honoring how much they enjoyed her performance by saying that she was the killer.
The first Broadway revival of The Mystery of Edwin Drood is running now, with Broadway veteran Cheetah Rivera leading the cast, the production under the direction of Scott Ellis, the whole thing courtesy of Roundabout Theater Company. We go around Broadway each week at this time with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times here on WQXR.